So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. Olympian Leon vows to inspire youngsters as a new break ambassador. A popular tea room relocates to a larger site in the Norwich Lanes, and it's back to the drawing board for the Debenhams' plans after the scheme to build flats has stalled.
An Olympian has vowed to inspire young people in care after being named a charity ambassador. Sprinter Leon Reed gave a heartwarming speech about his experience growing up in foster care at Brake's annual carol concert in the Cathedral of St John the Baptist in Norwich. Brake, a local charity dedicated to supporting young people in and around care, also announced Leon as its newest ambassador at the concert. His role will involve using his platform and experience to create positive change for those within the care system. Leon's story, from a challenging upbringing to winning bronze in the 2018 Commonwealth Games and competing in the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, is one that resonates deeply with young people Brake supports. Leon aims to inspire young people in his ambassadorship. He said, "Their past does not define their potential, and with the right support, they can achieve incredible things."
A Norfolk library which hosted a trans art show promoting puberty blockers has refused to display a poster in support of women in Afghanistan. Officials at Norfolk County Council's Library Services said they had made the decision because the institution had to remain unbiased and neutral. The poster features the outline of a woman in a burqa with the slogan, "Don't forget about the Afghan women," and "No to Taliban." It was to promote a vigil organised by the Norwich Women's Rights Group outside St Peter Mancroft opposite the city's Millennium Library for women and girls facing persecution. Staff are understood to have told the group that they were unable to display material that lobbied for political causes or advocated for a particular policy.
It is the icing on the cake after 14 years in business as a tea room relocates to a larger site in Norwich Lanes to meet demand. Charlie Buchan launched Biddy's Tea Room on the first floor of 15 Lowergate Lane in 2010. On the ground floor, there was a shop selling kitchenware and men's fashion. But in 2013, Mrs. Buchan took on this space too. She said Norwich had a thriving coffee scene and Strangers had just opened, but there wasn't anywhere specifically for tea drinkers. It was also inspired by my nan, Bessie. I have a very big family and she would serve us all homemade cakes and sandwiches in her tiny bungalow, and it felt so welcoming. A sister Biddy's opened in Aylsham Marketplace in 2014, and the baking for both sites is done, led by Lauren Rushmer. The Norwich branch has just relocated a stone's throw away to 8 to 10 Lowergate Lane in the former home of Belly Boo's dessert shop, and the capacity has doubled.
The Sheriff of Norwich presented trophies for award-winning sheep as the city's livestock market held its annual Christmas show. Norwich Livestock Market on Hall Road hosted festive competitions alongside its usual fortnightly sale of cattle and sheep.
Plans to demolish the former Debenhams store and replace it with student flats have been changed after concerns were raised against the designs. Under the Refresh scheme, the new building will be smaller than the one originally proposed after feedback from Norfolk Police and Norwich City Council. The changes come nearly a year after plans first emerged to demolish the 1950s city centre store and build student accommodation and retail space at the site. The firm behind the development said several other options were explored, but all are financially unviable. other than plans to demolish and rebuild the whole building. New plans submitted by Orford House Developments Limited, OHDL, for the former Debenhams building will see the height reduced by 2 storeys.
A moving carol concert by a 36-strong group of youngsters from northern Sweden at St John Maddermarket, Norwich, was given a standing ovation. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, and the Rector of St Peter Mancroft, the Reverend Edward Carter, welcomed the choir from northern Sweden and about 70 visitors. The Diocese of Norwich had had twinning links with the Diocese of Lilea since 2001, which lies about 150 kilometres below the Arctic Circle, 100 kilometres from the border with Finland, and some 700 kilometres north of the capital, Stockholm. Wearing white robes and holding candles, the choir celebrated the Lucia tradition in the heart of the city, with the girls wearing green floral wreaths. This 400-year-old Swedish custom marks St. Lucy's Day on December the 13th, which is also celebrated widely across the country. St. Lucy's Day can be traced from the 4th century and commemorates the martyr Lucia of Syracuse, who brought food to the Christians hiding in the catacombs of Rome, lighting her way with a candle-lit wreath on her head.